This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فمن بعد, my brothers and sisters, we were talking about the primacy of roles in a marriage, in terms of the role of the husband and the role of the wife. I want to expand that further and look at it from the parenting perspective, the role of the mother, the role of the father. I mentioned that also in the last khatira on this. I want to start with quoting from Mufti Zukorlik, who was a great Bosnian Mufti, amazing man of amazing wisdom. He says, "It's family. It's family, not only a community in which the survival of the human species is ensured, not only a community of elementary human relations, but it is an incubator or a greenhouse or a glass garden in which human character is formed. This is where the basic structure of human character is formed, and where it is skipped, you actually have practice to see it. Whoever skipped it, send him to Harvard, bring him back with crowns, proclaim him with whatever you want. When he speaks, he shows that he has skipped in the family. He shows those omissions, those shortcomings, and that can never be compensated for." I think these are among the wisest words that I have ever heard. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do that which is pleasing to him. Now, we have to look at the raising of children not from the perspective of what do we have today and what can we do, but from what is required. Now, this is the basic, you know, way in which you would deal with any situation. You would say, you know, take anything. If you say, I want to do this or that, you will say, well, what is actually required? Now, based on what is required, then you say, today where I am in terms of time and space, what do I have and what do I need to have? But it has to begin from what is needed. If you say, I want to build a hospital, you say, well, what kind of hospital? What is going to be the focus of this hospital? Is it a general hospital? Is it a specialist hospital? And so on and so forth. Now, once you have all that, then you say, I am sitting now in Khara, or I am sitting in Nigeria, or I am sitting in India, or I am sitting in Pakistan, or I am sitting in America. What do I need here to build that hospital? But I am starting with this clear understanding of what is needed for that hospital. I superimpose that onto what do I have in my current time and space situation, and I fill in the gaps. We have to do the same thing with parenting. So what is required in terms of parenting? In my view, the first and most important thing that is needed in parenting is to understand that this is the, not one of the, this is the most important thing that a family can do or needs to do, is good parenting. If you have children, then raising those children to be good Muslims, to be good citizens of their community, and to be good citizens of the world, with all that is required, and those what is required must be listed. This is the number one responsibility of the parent. There is no, in my view, there is no two ways about that. It's not one of the responsibilities. It is the most important responsibility. Then we have to say, all right, so in that case, what do I have? What is available to me? Now, what is available to us depends on the kind of social system and society that we live in. If we live in a society which is purely nuclear family, husband, wife, and children, and even though there are grandparents who are available, we, for various reasons, I don't want to go into the politics of all that, but for various reasons, we shunt them out of the equation. Then we are left with a situation which is deficient in many ways. For example, the older generation, the grandparents' generation, brings to the table accumulated life experience and wisdom of 70 plus years. Now we are, if you say, well, you know, they are not going to be part of the equation, they are not going to contribute, or they will not, we will not go to them, seek their advice on raising our children, then you have cancelled out that resource which was available to you free of cost. Right? So that's one. Second thing is, not everybody has grandchildren, grandparents who are alive. Not everybody has grandparents in the same place, because we have distributed and dispersed ourselves across the world in pursuit of economic advantage. So therefore, we have created a situation for ourselves where we have deprived ourselves of this wonderful resource, which is usually available to everybody. Yet, however, in wherever you are, there will be others, there will be other elders in your masjid, in your community, and so on and so forth, who are there. I mean, they are not related directly to you, they are not the grandparents of your children, but they are available. So it would be their scholars, teachers, imams, elders from the community, and so on. Do you take advantage of that? Do you have a system where people can, where children can go and sit and listen to them? Now, that there's a precondition to that, especially in America, where the children need to have that sense of humility and the sense of need to go and sit at the feet of an elder and listen to them. Now, unfortunately, here where we live in a situation where we have created a culture which is based on arrogance, which is based on a completely false feeling of self-sufficiency in the name of self-esteem of the child. We raise children who just have inflated egos. The whole system contributes to that. The entire system contributes to the sense of inflated egos and of lowered standards, where people are applauded and given absolute plaudits of excellence for the most common mundane things. Take, for example, the annual graduation that we have in every class. Just graduation. Going from grade 5 to grade 6 is graduation. Oh, wow, fantastic. There's a whole graduation party, blah, blah, blah. What is the achievement? What is the great achievement? Now, when you lower the bar like that, when you lower the standard like that, and everything you do, oh, fantastic, wonderful. The problem is that then a real sense of achievement goes out of the window. A child gets the impression, and this is how we seem to have children, raised children like this in this place. A child seems to have this sense of entitlement, that he's entitled to, and I'm the best. I'm entitled to everybody's attention. I'm entitled to everybody's, applauds. I really don't need to do anything. Me just being here, my body, being present is a gift to mankind, and they're raised with this sense of false arrogance. So for them to go and sit with elders and listen to them, I've heard statements from people from young people, really very I don't even want to repeat those statements, but they're very insulting statements about their own elders. Including, for example, you know, my dad tells me they used to walk 5 miles or 6 miles or 10 miles to go to the school. So what shall I do? Whoa, so what? Big deal. How does it make any sense to me? How does it apply to me? This is the thing. Now, the fact that you can't see the value in that is a sign of your ignorance. No, it's a sign of the dad's ignorance that he talks about this. Now, when you create a society like that, what do you expect from it? So really, we have to start from understanding that parenting is the number one important role. And it won't happen by osmosis. You don't just learn it. It won't happen because the breeze is blowing. It is something that you have to learn. It is something that you have to, spend time, energy to learn how to be a good parent and use the resources that are available to you. The most important thing is to own responsibility for yourself and say, this is my role. This is something that I am supposed to do. No one else is going to come and do it for me. My children are my children because they are my children. And I am supposed to raise them in a way where they will be a source of pride for me. They will be wonderful children who will be a sadaqa jariya for me. It's my responsibility. Really, this is something that I consciously request parents to really think about this for yourself and ask yourself this and say, what can I do? It's not just a matter of, of course they have my children, right? But no. What is it that you are doing specifically? Name it, metrics, measure it and say, what is it that I'm doing to make sure that my children are raised in the right way where they will be a means of khair and barakah and blessing for me in this dunya wal akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and help us to do what pleases Him and to bring about change in ourselves, in our communities, and in the world. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.